The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning, and today is... On the Anglican calendar today, Aaron.
On the Anglican calendar?
All Saints
Day. Saxons, All Saxons Day.
No. I'm talking about we are recognizing our ancestors.
Okay, so
the daily departed.
The 31st of October is All Hallows Eve.
Yeah.
The 1st of November is All Hallows Day, also known as All Saints Day.
Mm-hmm.
And today is All Souls Day.
Uh-huh. What do All Souls Day mean? See, that's why I need that Catholic person
right.
in Kermit.
For All Souls Day, we commemorate the lives lost in the faith over the last year. So all the Christians who have passed away, today we commemorate their life. We remember them on All Souls Day.
So what's the difference
like
between Old Souls Day
and the Saxons? The Saxons live again, and the valley may or
don't
may not
worry,
have perished
bro,
in the last year.
Folks. We talk about B people, but what's the difference between All Souls?
It's when we celebrate all of the saints and martyrs within the Christian faith. And again, All Souls Day is when we commemorate and remember the lives of all Christians lost, right?
And I ask all of that because it's part of our culture. And we're talking culture today, and I wanted to bring that out.
It's All Saxons Day.
All Saxons Day.
No.
But no, it's All Valley Day. Today is their Immortals Day.
It's all Immortals
Junk New Group. On the break, I just found it's $500 for a cowbell.
No, a pair.
That's still, you don't buy one cowbell. It's like buying one shoe.
You good like
you
me.
Buy a pair of shoes. You buy a pair of shoes. So it's $500 for a pair of cowbells. That's expensive. And I'm listening to the Model Junction Group, right? And trying to find out how are they still thriving in existence when the cost of being in Junction, it's too much for them to bear, right? You should be, any minute now, I expect you to buckle and just say, man, this, the hell with this Junkanoo thing. I'm going to join the big group. I'm going to be a Valley. I'm going to be a Saxon. I'm going to be one of those big ones. I want to know why y'all continue to do it knowing that Junkanoo is just expensive.
It's the love and the passion for the culture.
Love of the culture.
All right.
What's your expense?
Like for the brass alone, for the instruments, we trying to get at least $17,000.
Yeah.
One sousaphone is about $6,000.
What?
A sousaphone, the big one.
But I know a boy named D'Souza.
yeah, but the physical instrument, one sousaphone is but $6,000, and that's in between.
I can't rent to own?
No. Now, let me help you understand the numbers and why. All right, when you're asking for $17,000 or any big figure, I love to break teens down. Now, say I need seven of those sousaphones, right? And then the trombones for one. And I need six of those. Trumpets, like, but 250. And I need 15 of those. And I could go down to the baritone and the mellophone.
But we could go down to the metal shop.
Yeah.
We could go down to the metal shop and build some cowbells, though.
Yeah, we could do that, too. But people have different sounds with cowbells, too. And people prefer different size, weight. It's a lot.
So we can go to a caller, and before we go to a caller, I just want to say, so now we need a partnership with BTVI and the University of the Bahamas and the welders community so that we could create an industry so that we can be producing all of the different types of cowbells that exist. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm listening to your show with interest. Just want to say to that brass leader, I think his name is Hannah.
Yes.
That perhaps he can just leave his number, and there will probably be persons who would love to donate to his cause anonymously, because we know how we go in the Bahamas. Once you know this fella giving, everyone on him to get.
Yeah.
So just want to encourage them, man, because that area, Yellow Elder area, was it changed a lot over the last few years where the kids are now occupied. And I'm happy that the group is community.
Mm-hmm.
Not just Junkanoo.
Yeah.
And because the person that you keep in a shop today, you keep them out of my house tomorrow, you know, keeping their hands occupied.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Because idle hands still the devil workshop. So if Mr. Hanna can just leave his number, I'm quite sure that there are still a few of us who could have something left in a rock hole that we'd be able to contribute towards kids. That's the main thing. If we get the kids today, that'd be great. And I'm happy that they're in the B division. That's the seed. That's the development. And I hope they stay there. And there's no need to move up to that A division.
Yes, sir.
And the Saxons, by the way, I heard that Saxons talk. You know, the Saxons almost named their group the Immortals.
Really?
That was one of the first names. That's on record. That's on, if you look at the television show with Willow, he said that they were going to name the group Immortals before the Saxons. And that's over 40 years ago.
Interesting.
So, you know, so that's great. So basically, the Immortals is like the Saxons reincarnated. Anyway, good luck, Immortals, man. I wish you all well. And please, you know, put the numbers out there. So good citizens like myself and others may be able to reach out to you offline.
Okay, Mr. Hanna, you do that now. Put your number, because I see Aaron. Aaron is planning to donate $50 to you. Now you're making me feel guilty, right? That means I need to go to the ATM and try and match that. And I'm not sure if my wife will allow me to just like
don't
that.
Be letting these women lead you astray, Mr.
That's okay. But if Aaron could donate $50, I guess I could donate, boy, something. Let's just say that. But I'm giving you your phone numbers, and then we'll go back to the phone line also.
448-40-38.
Do that again. I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
40-38.
And people can call you to reach out and say, what all y'all need?
Yes, they can.
Right?
So let's go to the caller. And then I want to read directly from the letter that sweetened and softened my heart. You know, as a miserable old woman, this letter sweetened my heart, sir. But good morning, caller.
Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, my son got me to sponsor him. He wanted to rush. I'm not going to call the group name, but the costume, the drum, it was close to like
$2,000. $2,000?
Yeah, because he wanted all these little decorations.
Man, look here, you know how you could paint a seed?
Yeah, no, he was in down that route. He wanted to get this done quick. But anyway, I just say that to say it's a beautiful junkanoo. It's a beautiful Lucifer experiment. Don't forget, Lucifer was the minister, still is the minister, and the music is Luciferic. And we're enjoying it because, why is it Luciferic? Because we are playing holy songs, dancing half naked. That's Lucifer. And it's a beautiful Lucifer experiment. That's my meaning of junkanoo. And I go down there when they're practicing, and I carry my whistle, and I blow my head off for a couple hours, and I feel the Luciferic experiment. Thanks for taking my call.
Poetry.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
There's a don't get offended because he right there Luciferin with the rest of us.
And looking. But just because I'm trying to envision this Luciferic experience, right? Watching women dance. But I wanted to mention that how much does it cost to bring the dancers to junkanoo? Because I know the big thing now is having that awkward, what do you call it? Choreographed section. Right. So I just want to speak briefly to that, and then we go to the
letter.
The letter in general.
And listen, the regular price and then the size Andrus price.
Yes, because we have size Andrus people here.
Well, I would say for me, for choreograph, I have an array of different sizes with my young ladies, from the very petite to the Andrus size.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually from Andrus.
Mm-hmm. They be big and bold.
But I would say, for this particular junkanoo season, it's going to take $10,000 to get my girls to the road.
Each or the whole line?
For each morning, it's roughly about $5,000 each morning for Boxing Day and New Year's.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Well, choreograph takes on a more, for me, it takes on a more in-depth because we're playing a character.
Yeah.
We have to bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
Gone are the days when we could have just worn a beautiful Androsian print with the ruffled top and a headpiece or something that was paste. Now it has evolved to literally being that walking character, your makeup, your hair.
And synchronicity as well. Everybody has to be the same.
Yes.
Absolutely.
No matter your size or your height, everyone must look like each other. A very good replica of what it is we're depicting of our character.
Absolutely. Let's go to the caller, and then we're going to get to the letter. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Good morning, caller. Did we lose you? Oh, I'm sorry. We lost that caller. Okay. This is the letter that sweetened my heart. Dear Madam, you catch me right there. Allow me a moment of your time to introduce to you Immortals Junkanoo and Community Organization. You got me right there, too, in the fields. The group has been in existence since 2018 and is home base in the LOL, the community, the newest addition to the B category division. The first Junkanoo season, 2022-2023, post-pandemic, we placed third overall both parades with winning best banner, Boxing Day 2022, second in choreography, both mornings, and third in music, Boxing Day 2022. Great accomplishment for a new group on our very first time rushing. Excellent accomplishment. Sweetened my heart. This Junkanoo season, we are working to achieve the winning trophy. We would greatly appreciate your assistance with our brass section. You got the right place in because I brassy. We need instruments for our group of impressionable young men with a passion for music and love of our culture. We need the following. Y'all have any young women in the brass section?
Yes, we do.
We're going to need y'all to sponsor some instruments for girls and women.
We need to reach out to these women organizations.
Yes.
And they need to sponsor them.
Yes.
I never thought about that.
Absolutely. And this is what we need. We need the following. 7 trumpets. 2 marching baritone. What's a marching baritone?
It's a little bigger than the trumpet. It's a huge, almost like a euphonium.
Yeah.
And it's a little bigger. It's in the bass clef range.
Okay, okay.
Where are you buying these equipment from?
Amazon, eBay, and other shipping companies like who I partnered with in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Also, and colleges sell, they sell some of their instruments too.
Oh, so we need a partnership with some of these colleges?
We need partnership with the colleges. B, we need to find out, see, because this player is a Hannah and I is a Hasty and use family. We need to reach out through family networks across the archipelago to say, hey,
we have some
are we related to anybody in the U.S. that's in this field? Can they facilitate us getting some of this in, some of these instruments at a slightly lower cost than the normal market? They need 5 marching mellophones. Now, what's a mellophone? Because we have a Bahamian who's now an integral part of the NBA administrative structure, and he started his first scholarship with mellophone.
Mm-hmm.
What that is?
You ever seen the French horn?
Yeah.
Well, the mellophone is a marching. It's in the F range, and it comes in B flat. It's a special instrument when it comes to colleges, too. The reason why I keep mentioning colleges, because my brass section is not only based solely on rushing down Bay Street. I have a number of individuals in the brass who actually...
So you're building skills for people to place themselves in universities.
Have opportunity to go off to college.
Yeah, that's the language. Thank you, sir. 5 BB trombones. What's a BB trombone?
They B-flat trombones.
I got you. 14 heavy-duty music stands.
Yeah, for them to read the music on.
Yeah, got you.
So they just read music. They don't actually listen to the tune and just try match it?
No, we physically write the music and show them the structure of how to read music because at the end of the day, you won't be able to use the instrument, the craft you learn within the organization to carry it elsewhere.
I got you. 3 marching sousaphones and then decorations for costumes.
Yeah.
That's the wish list. And then make sure extra fabric for size Andres Aaron.
Yeah.
Okay. The total for all above mentioned is $17,875. Wow.
That's a lot of money. Where all you send this letter to?
Well,
or you send it everywhere?
Anywhere I could get that, I'd send that.
But we're sending it everywhere. Everywhere except for that, but... everywhere except for them.
Mm-hmm.
Be sending it.
I wonder if the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band and the Defense Force Band have old instruments that they could say, hey, here.
Right. See, because I could appreciate I'm in the force. I'm part of a Junkanoo group. So I was trying to secure instruments for my group, right? But then we should also say, hey, this is a developmental space. These guys are not competing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can divert a number of our resources in terms of old refurbished to this developmental Junkanoo group.
We have another caller there. Producer's Pasha called me.
I call when I used to rush, right? I used to shine shoes, sell peanuts, and sell papers in order for me to buy my instruments and have my costume done and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do fundraise on their own, but because this is more of a youth developmental space, the young people's time and ability to raise funds on their own is extremely limited. In most instances, some of these kids are working to support their households, and they can't divert that fund, those funds to Junkanoo.
I have a text here that says, I am a diehard Saxon fan. However, I will donate to this Saxon reincarnated Junkanoo Immortal Group. Based solely on that comment I just heard via the radio platform, I would have called in too, but I don't know the Guardian Radio show number. So let me throw the show number right now, which is 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, the text line is 422-4796. It sounds like it's expensive to be in Junkanoo. And I cheap from Ackland. I don't join nothing I got to spend money on. And the idea that y'all spend thousands of dollars just to be in a group, and a community-oriented group, that's crazy for me. But we have Cox here, who haven't said anything since he been here. What do you do inside this Immortal Junkanoo group, Cox?
Well, I'm the Grand Marshal. I'm responsible for getting the group to and from Bay Street. It's expensive because we have trailers, containers. We have to park them and get them to Bay Street on time.
And then you got people like me fussing and just say, we got 2 trucks and we can move everything with the 2 trucks. You got to have a number of trucks so you don't block up the road too much.
Well, this year we're going to need more than one trailer, more than 140-foot
container.
Bed,
yeah.
Flatbed.
Okay.
So we have, we're going to need quite a bit of stuff to get to Bay Street this year.
Okay.
We have more than we had last year.
All right. And so the 17,000 plus is just for those things to be listed?
Okay. The 17,000, what he said, is just for
the instruments,
for the instruments
and some costuming.
That have nothing to do with getting to go to Bay Street, getting the choreography, the hotel for the girls, getting the makeup done. That have nothing to do with that. That's only for him. There's nothing else.
Okay.
It's going to cost another, $50,000 to get to Bay Street.
See, now, okay, listen, so here's what I'm saying. There's far too much money being invested in Junkanoo for Junkanooers not to be able to extract at the end of the season something real, right? Like, at the end of the season, we have to curate or develop a product that can be used throughout the rest of the year to also generate funds to pour back into the mechanism. We've got to start getting the drones out there and capturing the images to make videos. We've got to figure out how to capture the music and sell albums. We got to figure out how to sell the images of the costumes. We got to figure out if we could make money giving tourists an opportunity to put on a costume and rush. I'm not saying stop putting the money in, but now it's incumbent upon the rest of us to work with, to figure out how do we extract more value, more than just the experience and the act of preserving culture from this venture.
And I hear that, and I know you're going to speak right now, right? But I just realizing that Junkanoo women need makeup. I thought it was a volunteer type thing. People just, you put on your own makeup. What you need a hotel room for? And the Cox revealed all kind of bills, and I said, but what you need a hotel room for? What you need to put on makeup?
To coordinate, so you don't know about that.
Coordinate makeup.
Okay.
You don't know that you're a lucky man. You ain't never get caught in the Obey yet.
Well, these days, Ms. Nuneri, you're dealing with young women. I don't want to get dressed on the side of the road. I don't want anyone to see me in my underwear on the side of the road. So that's not going to work. So for me, the girls getting ready in a safe environment, also, we're playing a character. If I say that I'm going to be Little Bo Peep, you really want that makeup to make me look like I'm Little Bo Peep and don't look like Boo, right? So, yes, professional makeup must be done with all the little tricks. Sometimes we wear aesthetics in terms of fake hairs or contacts or our hair color, the wigs and stuff we wear. It's a full on, like I tell my dancers, you're going to be an avatar. Cosplay. Mind you now, Junkanoo is abstract art. Let's be real here. We have moved away from the simple.
And you go, because I'm going to say something.
Mr. Cox, he threw out some figures, but it's not only to get the group to Bay Street. We have community efforts as well. We have sick and shut-in members. We have back-to-school programs where we assist members from the group, persons in the community, with our food drives. You know, and our shop, we're trying to develop that into a cultural center. We did a few experiments on this year where we had some tourists come down just to take a look around to see if we can make something out of it. All right, but the powers that be, we have to get some additional permissions before we can turn it into a business to assist the group. All right, but that $50,000, that's a part of it. Yeah. All right, John can get in the group to Bay Street, that's a part of it. But we have all of those community efforts that we are big on. And I will continue to drive that home, community.
And I see a number of Junkanoo organizations have done, is embracing this community aspect now. Junkanoo is not just a parade, but it's now the entire community you're trying to feed and develop. Right. And that's something to commend. And it's something that even other ministries, social services, government, office of the prime minister need to say, hey, these people are not just rushing parade, but they're now nurturing and fostering communities that they're in. And that's something that needs to be commended and recognized. And I tend to forget.
Right.
I tend to forget.
And in some communities, you're actively pulling young children from their income-earning activities to participate in this, right? Like you're creating a space for them to be kids again, but that means to support their family. But here you are now making sure that they are supported, right, and they get what they need. With all of that, I could consider not petitioning a restriction limiting Junkanoo to only in the Bahamas, right? Like, these are the sorts of efforts that make people say, you know what, I'm willing to relax on my tight, rigid, narrow rules about culture and expression, because what they are putting back into the community is far greater than what limiting Junkanoo to the Bahamas can produce. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, transportation needs, external community work, costuming, performance preparation, and instruments. So give me a grand total. About 150,000 roughly.
Per morning.
Per morning?
Yeah,
no,
I wouldn't say per morning.
Not per morning.
Well, I'd probably say for the Junkanoo season. Like, because like I said, it's not only Bay Street.
Right.
When the guys in the shack, they have to eat.
We don't do Joe Billy.
We have to feed the guys when they come around. We feed the kids when they come around. You have to have soft drinks there for the kids to have some refreshments while they're working in the shack.
Yeah.
You know, so all of that is a cost, you know.
I never pictured that, no. I always thought people brought their own food and lunch to the shack. Now I'm realized that the shack now have to entertain, feed, take
shack
care.
Life.
Or there's a shack life?
It's called shack life.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a basic community principle. We do feed them.
And people be in the shack all day.
All day, all night. We say shack life because you have persons that, like for us, we work shift, where you have those that start in the day. They will do so far with the costume. Mm-hmm. Then you have another team that comes in the evening, and they will do what we call the finishing work. And that's for the builders. Then you have another person that's going to come and prep, who's going to make sure that the costume is ready for when it's time for pacing.
Mm-hmm.
And if that person has the time, then they will do the finish work, as in the design, putting on all the tricks and feathers and so forth.
Who does the fringing? Do you have a fringing team?
I wouldn't say necessarily say a fringy thing. The culture has developed so much where you've gone away from just simply using your shears and cutting. There are different ways that you can do fringing now. For me, for choreograph, sometimes my design will call for what we call dust, which is after you sit down and you fringe the paper, those that fall on the ground, that can now be reused. And there's a process that you use that to use it on your costume.
Look at how they're keeping it proprietary. Look how they wouldn't tell us the secret now, miss.
No. Hey, culture, we must preserve.
Yeah, I mean, but to yourself?
And even with how we do fringing, like I started to say, you know, back in the days we had the shears. There are other types of instruments, or I would say devices, that over the years people have found a way to use to help push out papering, cutting over the years. You have people that actually, what they provide to the culture is, you buy the paper from them, either pre-cut or you bring your paper to them and they charge you to cut it. And it can be cut to different sizes. That's another thing.
But this is the whole industry.
It's yes. now gone from being very, very broad, where you can run your hand over it like grass.
But it's coming right back, because that's an evolution. Because yeah. when my daddy fringed and you touched the costume, you wouldn't think that it was fringe. It looked just like plain paper. But then yes. when you get close and rub it, then you realize.
So I need to write a book. You know, I always pressing that we need to record history. But there's a book on just fringing.
But this is
who knew that there's an art in fringing.
Why isn't the University of the Bahamas partnering with BTVI to build a school of Junkanoo that encapsulates the theory and the practical making instruments, teaching the techniques, the fringing techniques, the cowbelling technique, because it's a technique to cowbelling, buddy. You can't just break up your wrists. Can't go out there and you'll just break up your wrists.
Who knew?
Well, I would say this. I would encourage it, but bear in mind, as each generation in our culture develops, you have someone that comes in and evolutionizes Junkanoo.
Right.
Like for our leader, Mr. Jermaine Williams, he has a style of building like none other. So much so that people still seek his guidance on how to build. Every major Junkanoo group has a legend that has gone up through the ranks that has a specific design, mm-hmm. a specific way that they do things.
When Spirit is a real scrap group. No, it's a real scrap group. We even sneak onto Bay Street and Shirley Street, man. That's how real we are. But our first parade, we had a designer from Trinidad, right? So we partnered with this designer.
Wait,
from
y'all bringing Trinidadian to do Junkanoo?
Listen, y'all is bringing tourists to do Junkanoo. We bringing an artist to do Junkanoo. He cardboard construction is his expertise. And so we wanted to highlight the cardboard. So we didn't have fringe on the cardboard pieces that moved with sticks in like the Indonesian puppet, shadow puppet kind of. Didn't fringe the cardboard so people could see that it was cardboard and it was something different, but we were all scrap up and fringe up there, right? That type of thing. We had a lot of white people. People didn't know what was happening on Bay Street. They said, where all of these white people come from? But seriously, right? But it's all Bahamians. Or people married to Bahamians, people living abroad. And the purpose of our group was to create a space for people who live abroad primarily and just coming home for Junkanoo, you know? And so we did two or three runs. But that element of design and evolution is what we were looking at. And it's great to see that also entrenched in a space that's committed to teaching the fundamentals.
Yeah.
What I want to know is why not join the bigger Junkanoo groups, the A groups. Why say, man, I can go off and be a B group and immortal by itself, you know? I want to know that narrative, right? Anybody?
Well, for me, who had my time in the A group, now in the B group, it's like you belong, you know? In the B group, you belong. You know everyone. You know the leader, you can reach out and you can touch the leader and you can say, hey, Jermaine, what do you think about this? Hey, Tyron, what do you think about this? In those A groups, in some cases, you can't get to the leader. You're just a number. Whether you're there or not, the group is going to go without you. I mean, mm-hmm. unless you're one of the executives of that group, you're just a number. You know what I'm saying? If you're sick and shut in, I don't think they're going to come and look for you if they don't know who you are. But it's like a family. It's that family atmosphere that we try to create and that we created over the years since our existence. And that's that was it for me.
Now, if I live in Millennium Garden, Yellow Elder, that area, how can I join the Immortalist Junkanoo group? I already know exactly where y'all is. Where can I find you all?
Well, we're in the old Cataloni compound, the guys that did the road work. So we're right opposite the softball playing field, the original softball playing field, and once you come there, you can speak to our Grand Marshal, who seems to be a fixture on our compound. Or at any given time, we always have at least two or three of our leaders on the compound. You can come there. You can make an inquiry as to what you want to be a part of in our organization. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be a dancer and choreograph or a free dancer or a frontline dancer. You may just want to carry a costume, or you want to bring in your expertise in lighting. the lighting for the front banner, or you want to pace, you know, we have a place for everyone in Immortals.
And I want to know, I know junket groups tend to travel, tend to rent themselves to hotels, because I still say tourism is everything. And I want to know if Immortal has embraced the tourism concept and now can be have a group of 20, group of 30 be rented out to do a rush out even at a hotel or a wedding or anything like that.
I would say this. We have not reached to that as yet, but we are ready in terms of if someone calls upon us. I myself have made sure that my choreographed dancers do have costume ready for that. The group preserves our costumes very well, that if someone should ask us, we're able to show up and perform. Mr. Hanna has excellent members in the brass that once we send out that call and we organize, we're there.
Just like this year passed, we got an invitation from a junket group in Andres to come and join them to rush in their junket parade. And for some of the kids...
You have junket in Andres?
Yeah, man.
On every no, they don't know junket in Andres.
Just because
you're a
subsidiary?
But you know they don't know junket in Andres.
They don't have no power in Andres, they got no ice in Andres, but they got junket.
Okay. Go ahead, finish your story. I'm sorry.
For some of the kids, it was their first time off the island, their first time traveling on a mail boat. It was an experience for them. And we were ready to go, and they're excited to do it again next year. You know, so this group is ready for those types of undertakings. Yeah.
See, a person like me, I feel, you know, nature abhors a vacuum. And where there's an absence of information, that's my time to come in and talk foolishness. I would be telling stories. I'd be lying. I'd be figuring it out, incorporating junkanoo into everything. Any cruise ship, like as long as there's a cruise ship in Bahamian waters, they have to be a junkanoo, a grandma, a leader. He need to lead. He need to be at the helm like your boy Leonardo DiCaprio and homegirl taking us out to the ocean, right? Every mail boat, especially if it's a tourist on it, but any mail boat should have somebody in junkanoo. I am the captain now, right? And that should be a part of our story, and I'm making it up as we go, right? Like, we don't understand the power that we have in our hands, and sort of tying it back to the culture discussion, how junkanoo can be infused into the existing tourism product to grow it and junkanoo culture. Every hotel, right? Every hotel. I'm not saying that it's not about performing for tourists as they come through the door. It's about that character, right? This is the captain of this hotel and anything. And then you have little fun things happening. We're doing skits and reenactments throughout. Like the police come to catch this junkanoo boy. The people say, I thought the boy was here. I've been here for 3 days. I thought this boy was here. This time the police come in to pick, right? It's just a little skit. The ways that we can, when we imagine ourselves as being powerful, as being valuable, when we know the importance of our character in this story, yeah, we got to go to a break. Then we can grow everything around us, including the tourism product, Mr. Nuri. Going to a break.
Yes, this has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is joining me. And we have members of the Immortal Junkanoo group with us, right? And they're just telling us why they are content and satisfied and celebrating being a B group, and then some of the concerns, issues that they're facing, right? Like $400 for cowbells? I can't picture that. I just can't picture horns to blow. So I could work on that. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hey, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody got to know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you got to do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them and you can claim a reward.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Every day, countless Bahamians fall asleep hungry. But by working together, we can change this.
AML has committed $20,000 to provide nutritious meals for those in need during the holidays.
As the holidays approach, help spread love and hope by supporting AML's 8th annual Feed 5,000 program.
Donate today at any Solomon's, Fresh Market, Crossright, Exuma Market, and Domino's Pizza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday and buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Listen, all these people gotta ride.
There it is, the best views get down.
Who sing that song?
Don't worry.
Dr. Hoffman.
About the Saxons or the Valley. Because the immortals, they come into town. To town. Bum, bum, bum.
Anyway. We have the Immortalist Junkanoo group here with us, and we are just talking with them in general about Junkanoo and a number of things I just didn't know. Early I asked them why they decided to form their own Junkanoo group instead of joining one of the big organizations. They went into detail about that, right? But I am very concerned, since I'm a culturist, and I culture comes first more than I tend to row with Junkanoos because I think culture should dictate to them. I find that when Junkanoo has moved from out of the Bahamas, it changes. I see that we have Kong Salad, we make it one way here. And when you move to the United States, there's a tomato pasting thing.
Listen right? Now, hold on.
I see that we have Kong fritters.
Hold on.
And see, then in the United States, they build Kong balls. I mean, some big, gigantic things as big as your head.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm concerned whether the expansion of Junkanoo may be watered down by y'all opening so much different Junkanoo groups. Are you Junkanoos?
Listen, Yuri, now don't set them up.
I gotta set them up. Because, set up.
Because Junkanoo is experienced and practiced differently throughout the archipelago.
There's in no the Junkanoo same way in no family island.
In the same way that conch salad is made and prepared differently throughout the archipelago. So even though I fell off my chair when somebody said they put in tomato juice in the conch salad, I said, well, maybe that's them northern people, or maybe that's some people from the south who don't get fresh tomatoes but once a month, once every 2 months, right? Because tomatoes don't grow down there.
Aaron, I've seen costume but don't have no crepe paper on it. They have the fabric. They have fabric. Right?
I see that on Bay Street too, though. Right? That's something we get going.
But we're glad to have you here, right? And Junkanoo seems to be expensive. Junkanoo seems to be big money. Big money, it seems like if you're not a part of the clique, the in crowd, a part of government to be able to, what I call move Ministry of Tourism money. See how I go back to Ministry of Tourism? If you are unable to decipher some of that Ministry of Tourism, your Junkanoo group can't survive. You're doomed to fail. You're doomed to be succumbed and say, hey, good try. But this Junkanoo thing is for the big boys. What makes the immortal think that they are different? That they won't be embattled like some of those Junkanoo who groups said, the fire caused the whole shack to be gone. You all remember that? I saw that. when the guy say, the whole shot gone, right? We can't rush the Junkanoo no more. It's like the third time the shot get burned down. They reach Junkanoo for 3 years straight, right? But they're getting the money. I'd be watching Junkanoo now. I want to know, can I trust their model Junkanoo group not to have no suspicious fire? Then y'all say, it gone? Someone got to talk about that.
Well, it's all about accountability. Right? For me, ain't nobody can be able to point fingers at me and say, this fella run off with the government money, or this fella run off with Mr. Nuri's money or Miss Aaron's money. Everything we get, like you said, is for the love of the culture, and we're going to put everything in that and more. All right? You have a lot of persons that come into the arena with ulterior motives. For some persons, Junkanoo is a payday for them. For some persons, they go into the shack looking for ways to benefit. But for us, like I said, it's about community building, and it's just for the love of the culture. All right, our leader has demonstrated that he is willing to go in his own pocket, as well as Mr. Una, Tyrone, Mr. Cox here, and myself, just to get this group to Bay Street. All right, so we're doing that now. Even if a sponsor comes on board, we'll be able to present a better product. All right, so we're not going to succumb like the other groups, so we're not going to be talking about the shack burned down or the costumes gone. That's not us. We have too much pride for that.
If I'm listening now and say, man, I will be your title sponsor, how do I get in contact with y'all to say, hey, if y'all still interested, I wouldn't mind joining, putting my brand onto you all and giving y'all some money on the side to make sure that y'all make it to Bay and have the best type costume possible? How do I do that? Someone got to know that.
Yeah, we can reach out to Jermaine Williams. He is the lead of the group at 434-4164.
And how do I become a title sponsor? Because I getting ready to make my donation to Immortals on air. I want to clear it right now. I have not heard that anybody has given, certainly not Mr. Nuri and me yet. How do I become a title sponsor? I want to know before Mr. Nuri end up being the title sponsor.
Well, it's just not monetary, right?
Okay.
It's just not monetary. We would like to partner with these corporate persons to assist us.
What do you mean by partner?
When I say partner, right, we have programs going throughout the year for the younger folk.
Okay.
We want to be able to call on you, not just to receive funds from you. Though. Maybe you have persons in expert areas who could come and speak to the younger folk. Maybe you have persons who can set up like legal shops, because you do have persons in the community that got themselves into some problems before, but they are part of the group, right? Like legal clinics and whatever have you.
Yeah.
Just lend your...
That's excellent.
Yeah, just lend your expertise.
So I'm not going to be disappointed when I'm not a title sponsor, but I'm still going to give you all this $50. So let's take a moment now. Like I said earlier, last week, I received a donation from someone, and I wanted to pay it forward, and I decided to split that donation in half, and I'm going to give half of it to the Immortals B Group, Developmental Junkanoo Group, and I'm going to give the other half to the young man that they discovered living in the car last week. We heard that story.
Yes,
and
we
so
heard that.
Take a picture, sir.
Okay, presentation.
I'm going to flash out that...
Who's taking the picture? But perhaps we can stand up and do the presentation.
We can do that too.
But in the meantime, as we take the picture of Aaron donating, hold $50, and I need to match that one of these days when I get money, right? And I see the phone is ringing, so we can answer that shortly. Do you all have social media? Because I see you all saying phone numbers, but I'm a social media person. Where can I come on that social media page and visit and leave comments and inquire? You move the money. Take a picture now, Aaron. There's $50 Aaron is donating.
We have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page.
It's called the Immortals Junkanoo Organization.
Mm-hmm. See, I go on quiet there because Aaron had me taking pictures.
Good morning. We're going to go to the call in a second, I think.
Yes. So thanks very much for me thanking. I can't be thanking on behalf.
No, don't thank me.
So who's supposed to thank Aaron?
No, don't thank me at all.
You want to thank you?
No, don't thank me.
Because I think your money.
I'm paying it forward. But also B, that's my competition, Mr. Newry. They can't stand knowing that we can meet each other on Bay because we sneak in. We don't worry about the room.
So what can $50 buy in Junkanoo World? So that's what you're going to get. We're going to get some Aaron Green glue sticks.
There you go. Yes. See, put me on the for the glue stick banner, put me there as the second sponsor because I sure somebody can send you all 1,000 glue stick and say Aaron Green can't be the lead sponsor.
Let's talk future, right? Aaron and I have debated on Junkanoo Museums. The Junkanoo Museums, what Junkanoo Shacks and community organizations should be doing, right? In your future, do you plan to have some interaction with tourism, some interaction with the greater community to come and visit your site to say, let me see how you all pace the history of the Immortals? Because I like books, right? There need to be a chronicler to record who was the first leader, who was the first chairman of the organization, pictures of what you all have done in the community, when, why, which. However, you know,
yes.
Is someone writing down the history of the Immortals Junkanoo Group?
Yes.
You just can't say yes. You gotta say yes and explain.
We find this documentation. Are y'all producing a coffee table book
for pictures images? of the brass section? You know, stuff like that.
Well, the compound itself, like Roxbury said, once we get clearance on the future plans of it. The overall view is for it to be a walking museum where anyone can come in as like a paid tour for you to come in and see from start to finish. There's been a few here on the island, but Immortals want to do it differently where there is a more interactive way. When you enter, it's like you walking onto the parade ground and you're going to start at the beginning. How has this instrument come about? The history behind that? How did we get using this material? And it'll end with you having a mini rush out, even if it's just a few instruments being played by our members or maybe you recorded something, but it's to really give you that sense that, hey, I was there. Even though you were not on Bay Street for Boxing Day or New Year's Day.
And can a person like me who have no rhythm, right, and who can barely dance, can I come and be in the back of your Junkanoo group and dance? Will someone make my costume? Or not yet?
Nah. Junkanoo is big competition. I can't have you in the back, but I can place you somewhere.
I remember what happened to that man who built the bird. That bird for Junkanoo. And after that, they excommunicated him from Junkanoo, right? And I don't want to be coming out there and all of a sudden say, no, you can't come no more, you know?
Well, for the sake of the competition, we will love to have you as a free dancer. And you can two-step, left-step in your designated area.
Okay, so you have a spot for me. What do you call it? What's that dancer? Free dancer?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is the first year you're going to have dancers in the bleachers. Eh? You will be posted in the bleachers, sir. So listen, I went online. I found the Immortals Junkanoo group, right? But what's the name of the Facebook page? It's the group. So we're going to go, you search, you're going to find Immortals Junkanoo group. And it has an image of what looks like an indigenous warrior on it. And just join the group. Press join and wait to get in. I think I am already in. I've joined. I'm in. I don't have to wait for security to let me in. They must not know I'm from the spirit. And you could see documentation of all of their events, their costumes, their members, their activities. This is awesome. Now tell me, do you have on this page documentation of when you all went down to Andrus?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes, you can find that there.
There's a live feed that we had there. Yes.
Yeah, so that's buddy. Look at that hibiscus.
Let's do some shout-outs to group leaders. We have a caller here. Let me embrace the caller first. And then some shout-outs to your members, your sections. And name the list of the sections you all have so I can recognize them so we can know that, yes, they were represented. Let's go to the caller first, and then we go to list all the different sections and some members in that section to recognize, okay? Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Nuri, and good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I want to give you a free idea that you could teach. I want you all to coin this. I want you all to take this and run with this. In addition to the museum, where it's a paid tour, where persons can see, you know, from the beginning to the end and maybe end in a mini rush out, I want to see you develop that into a very, very large museum where the people could come, the tourists could come, and they can build their own costume from beginning to end and let the rush out end with them. So they could take their paid costume home, back to the ship and back, and let everybody know, hey, look, we were immersed in the Bahamian culture. We built this costume. This our costume. We took part. Them spread the word. So everybody wants to come to the Bahamas. Everybody wants to build their own costume, get their musical instruments, I guess, whoever's into the musical instrument, you know, and how to build it, where it come from, whatever, and take that and run with that.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much. I like that idea, by the way.
Yes, it is a wonderful idea. It is something that we have thought about. Definitely we have to kind of scale it down, because we've had where persons have come in, they've gotten Junkanoo pieces, but unfortunately trying to put it on the plane. Cruise ship passengers, it's fine. But yeah, those that fly in, that's the big obstacle.
That's our group. When we got the Trinidadian guy in, it was to see if we could create costumes that could fold up and be shipped easily.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up. And like I said, I still want to know some shout-outs. So do give a summary and then wrap it up and give us some shout-outs to everyone, please.
Okay, just want to send a shout-out to
Rev.
Frederick Moxie, Pastor Frederick Moxie, who is the backline director. I am the backline director in the interim until he gets back. He has been doing a wonderful job with the backline. And I'm just here to assist in that regard.
Big shout out to our entire group, all the dancers, my ladies, IDD. For
Models, Brass, and for those who are off abroad too studying music.
Shout outs to our chairman, Mr. Cheese Moss.
All right, remember, you can reach out to the Immortals to support them, to sponsor them, to donate to them, to become a part of the organization. 448-4038, 448-4038, and 434-4164. That's 434-4164 to support the Immortals.
This has been Garden Radio on AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green. I enjoyed the show, actually.
Spirit is the greatest scrap group in the history of Junkanoo white people in the whole world.
You still talk about the Spirit Junkanoo group. But it's important. Culture is important. And I like how we had to juxtapose our conversation about culture and Junkanoo and try to interrogate it. So we need to do this more often.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yes. Anyway, Garden Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much to the Immortal Junkanoo group, the best B Junkanoo group. We're going for that first prize. We move in colors.
Unlike the Saxons in the Valley, they ain't scared.
They never scared.
They're never scared.
Never scared.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.